views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the leading edge of personal, social, and global transformation, The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, is making connections that inspire and accelerate individual and collective awakening. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers from around the world to explore social change, the generative power of conscious, co-creative practice, and what's emergent with health, science, spirituality, and the evolution of consciousness. Break through the illusion of separation, explore the infinite field of possibilities, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello and welcome, everyone. Thanks for tuning us in. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Julie Kroll, and I'm so glad you're here joining us as we every week explore our interconnected lives and world. And so today I have a special treat for you. I saw this guest this summer. I'm going to tell you more about it, and you're just going to love the vibe that's coming from this person today. Imagine a vibrational exchange that explores ways you can interact with your world to create more space and more healing in your life. And imagine an evening immersion into the beautiful meditative music and calming bliss lights that transport you out of this world into the cosmos, or maybe into the deep womb within the earth. And imagine a multi-sensory, high-energy experience that's transformative and expansive to the soul. I experienced this summer. I was at the Sounds True Wake Up Festival in Estes Park, and I met our guest today and experienced firsthand what she calls the healing concert. So I invite you to take a few deep breaths and bring your awareness into this moment as you open your mind, connect with your heart, and settle into your essential self as I introduce our guest, an accomplished musician, record label owner, mother, and one of the founders and leaders of today's world music movement. Wah has performed with Deepak Chopra, Greg Braden, Wayne Dyer, and Neil Donald Walsh. If you have taken a yoga class in the last 5 years, you have undoubtedly heard her music. Her CDs have sold over 60,000 units worldwide. In 2011, iTunes featured her with a compilation titled Greatest Yoga Music Ever. Her new book, Healing, A Vibrational Exchange, brings her work to a wider audience. She has lectured at Princeton University, Loyola Marymount University, conferences and expos throughout the country, and she's an innovator in her field using a deep understanding of music to create high energy experiences that are transformative and, like I mentioned, expansive to the soul. Welcome, Wah.
Thank you, Julie. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, I'm happy to have you here. And even little things like expansive to the soul, I can't wait to hear your definition and explanation of that. But we have a tradition here on the Dr. Julie Show. I love to invite guests into an ongoing conversation about what is this unity consciousness, this unified field that we have out here. So I like to start out with this first question. Wah, what does all things connected mean to you?
It means that all human beings are connected to each other. So every time you eat a meal, you're connected to the farmers that grew the food and the elements that nourished that food and the people who picked it or harvested it and the people who were in the packing houses or cleaned it and the truck drivers and the people who delivered it and the people who tend the stores where you bought it. And, you know, there's every little thing that we do has multiple steps within it that connect all of us. And so on its simplest level, we could just say that everything that you do is connected to every other thing that you do. And every person is connected by their actions and their thoughts.
Beautiful. Thinking about just the food and all the layers there is a beautiful analogy. One of the things that you do that I really appreciate, Wa, is you connect music with healing. And what I experienced this summer was the healing concert. And it was indeed a multi-sensory experience. And it's indescribable unless you really go and experience it. And I have to tell you, I posted this on Facebook that you were coming, and someone that was at that healing concert with me said, "Oh, good, I get to listen today." And somebody else said, "Oh, I saw her here, and I'm going to tune in today." And another friend said, "Who do you have on your show today?" And I said, "Well, oh, I bought one of her CDs in England." So it's fun that you have that recognition and that at least some of our listeners have experienced that healing concert. But let's talk about what that is first, and then we'll get into how is music and this multi-sensory experience healing. But you combine this incredible light show with your beautiful music and this incredible intention. Literally, there's this beautiful mandala of people in the middle of the room. And it just tell us about it. Introduce the healing concert. How'd you come up with it? And what's the idea behind it? And really, what are some of the amazing effects that you're getting from people? Because I know you're moving people deeply.
Yeah. The healing concert is a multimedia experience that's designed for deep relaxation and rejuvenation. And it's musically, it's created as a song cycle, which is a series of songs, improvisations, melodies, spoken word, and poetry that's designed as one cohesive performance. So Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, Tommy's The Who, Marvin Gaye's The Wall, What's Going On, these are all song cycles and they tell a story. So the song cycle that I do is about spaciousness. And the reason that I kind of am moving with this theme so much is because I feel that it's called for at this particular time in history. So, you know, the rapidly increasing pace of just everyone that I meet, the inability to kind of sit back and watch the sunset, chew on a piece of grass, is concerning to me, you know. And you know, with so many more cell phones in use, and now they have Wi-Fi available on the airplanes, I was shocked when I found out that in order to figure out how strong the Wi-Fi signal needed to be, they put 55-pound sacks of potatoes in the airline seats. And then figured out how strong they had to blast the signal in order to get the Wi-Fi to go through the sacks of potatoes in order to reach all the aisles. So those sacks of potatoes are you and me. And so I was like, wow, you know, even now on airplanes, you can't get away from it. And this is creating a change in people's nervous systems, which is not necessarily desirable. And it's creating a certain nervousness, or shall we say stress. And so the healing concert is basically designed to address that and put people back into the uh, frequency that is as close to nature as we can get. So the lights and my music and the whole environment that we create is basically like a healing sanctuary. You called it a womb. I love that. My mother calls it the Starry, Starry Night concert because she said that it felt like she was sitting on a hilltop on a summer night watching the stars. It reminded her of her childhood. So, you know, everything combines together in order to give people a complete experience of wholeness. It's, you know, it's using elements of hypnosis, it's using elements of meditation, of music therapy. I've been a performing artist all my life, so it's using all of my abilities as a performing artist. And they combine together in order to create this experience. So, you know, we do it in planetariums and, you know, we'll create even more of a multimedia experience for people so that they can be inspired by nature, by the natural universe that we live in. And, you know, I think that this is important. I say, oh, you know, I'm going to find spacious healing energy and create a beautiful soundtrack for you so you can notch back a bit and be with yourself and your thoughts. And it's just a simple way of describing that. But it ends up being much more profound for most people because they don't have a moment to sit with themselves and their thoughts.
Yeah.
There's always something that needs to be responded to immediately. And yeah, this is not good for the nervous system. It's not good for the thyroid. You know, we could go into that if we wanted.
Yeah. And you know, what these responding to things, we have to take a commercial break. And I want to talk so much more about really the physiology and what's happening as people are opening to this. And we have so much to talk about between your book and your concerts and the music and what have you. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Wa.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. My guest today is Wah, and we are talking about the healing concert, and we're going to get into so much more, healing as a vibrational exchange, which is the title of Wah's book. And right before the break, Wah, we were talking about the concert and how it comes together, and literally it is this multi-sensory experience. The lights are incredible. The whole room transforms, and it just feels like we're moving out into this new galaxy because the lights are so incredible and the music, and then there's literally smell. I don't want to give it away because I want to encourage people to go there, but one of the tenets that you've built this around is really the expansive of the soul, that expansiveness, that spaciousness, and you talk about the power of receptivity. So let's talk a little bit about why is that healing? What is that healing? Besides that deep relaxation, what does all that mean to you as the composer of this amazing experience?
Receptivity, let's just define that. So receptivity is a state of openness. So that would be a state of physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual openness. And that's going to be important because as you move forward in your life, you're learning new things, you're trying to open up new avenues, and you're also in a world that is evolving. So everything is as Nassim Haramein, a physicist, would say, he says that the entire universe and you, we're all spiraling through space. And so nothing is staying the same. So if you do stay the same, that means that something in your body will stagnate. It means that something in your mind will become stale. It means that you'll lose enthusiasm. You'll lose inspiration. Your emotions will get stuck. You'll stay in a trigger. So the idea of receptivity means that you're going to be open to the world and the universe as it is presenting itself in a new form every single day, every single moment. And so people say, oh, well, you know, you have to be present, you have to be in the now. That's not so easy to do when, for example, you're on a cell phone. So just, you know, quick scientific fact, you know, a normal living organism like the human body is resting in a state of maybe between 2 and 20 hertz. So as they measure They measure electromagnetic radiation from the body. Hertz is a symbol for cycles per second. So about 20 cycles per second. Your cell phone functions at about 2200 megahertz. So that would be about 2,200,000,000,000 hertz. And so what happens when you hold this device is that your electromagnetic field tries to harmonize with this device, and it's unsuccessful. And so you're no longer able to be at the frequency that you feel comfortable at, like being in nature, being with a tree. You're spending your time not with a tree. You're spending your time with, say, a cell phone or cell phone tower or Wi-Fi or whatever. And so this by itself, just this little thing, then makes it difficult for you to be receptive. And so, you know, my work is then bringing you into a state, giving you techniques so that you can come into a state where you are receptive to the world around you and you are receptive to the new evolution of life as it comes to you.
Mm. You know, you talked in your book about how we begin our day already in an exchange with the universe, with the weather, with our schedule, with our sleep patterns, and all of that. And when you mentioned Nassim, you know, Nassim teaches a lot about resonance, and that open receptivity is what I experienced as I opened in your concert. A real resonance settled in, just even literally, we didn't have to work. Your music brought us into that moment. Everyone in the room felt really resonant and in that harmonic field. And those that weren't took care of themselves to adjust and became more resonant. And it was really quite lovely. So how does resonance and that receptivity and that openness, what does that mean as far as our healing?
The body naturally tends towards health. And the mind naturally tends towards openness, new ideas. You know, to be in a healing state then is to be open to those things. But you can't be open if there isn't trust. You can't be open if there isn't confidence, enthusiasm, the willingness to risk, you know, flexibility, feeling of peace. You know, the nervous system has to be soothed before you're going to accept, you know, before you're going to welcome something new. And so how do we soothe our nervous system? Well, I'm a performing artist. And so, you know, this is going to be my contribution of, you know, Cirque du Soleil meets receptivity. Or, you know, this is what I think, you know, performing arts should do. They should bring people together in a fantastic way, in a fabulous experience, and it should show you a new world. And in this case, I'm showing you the world within.
Mm, that's beautiful. You know, the world within, and really, as we look at what's going on inside of ourselves and moving into this deep relaxation with the breath and then the sound and the light, we really are creating this altered state. And I love how you talked about really bringing in a bunch of different components that help to create that state. It really is about coherence, isn't it? That we just create this new kind of coherence out of the realm of busyness and static and electromagnetic fields of cell phones and things.
Yeah. Well, you know, to go back to Nassim, you know, his premise now is that the center of everything is space. The center of the, you know, what is composed of an atom is 99% space. You know, the universe itself is composed of space. And so the way that space is held, you know, now we know, for those of you who don't know, like air, what most people would call air, is basically made up of particles. Those particles are called photons. Photons actually have, they can have symmetry, they can have geometry, they can actually hold certain patterns, or they can hold chaos. But the air itself, or shall we say space itself, holds coherence through our thoughts, through sound vibration, through, you know, all of these, what I'm calling vibrational exchanges. These are ways that we can create harmony, and you express it so well, Julie, just in the tone of your voice and the way that you felt at the concert comes through. You're able to convey that through the tone in your voice. So, you know, these are things, this is the new science, and, you know, let's put it to work. Let's have the artists reflect the new. Let's get with it. Let's do it. We've learned about it for the last 10 or 20 years. Now let's come together and do it. I don't want to teach you anything. You already know it. You've already read the books. So just come and be.
Mm. I love that. I love that because you are literally, and here's just another reflection of your work through my lens, is that you're also integrating not only the music and the sound vibration and healing, but you are integrating the sacred science. You're integrating sacred geometry. You're integrating this multi-sensory thing, and you're integrating energy. I mean, you're integrating so many different things from spirituality and science coming together and merging through the arts, and it's quite exquisite. So we need to take another break. And before we do, I want to make sure our listeners know how to find you. So where can they find you?
WAHmusic.com.
Okay, WAHmusic.com, WAHmusic.com. Okay, so we're going to talk about so much more, and hopefully even maybe learn something brand new, even though WAH says we already studied it all. So going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Hey, we're back on the Dr. Julie Show. I'm Dr. Julie Kroll, and I'm here with musician and healer, WAH. We've been talking about her healing concert. It's an incredible experience. And WAH, right before the break, we were talking about really how this is creating coherence and what it's doing for our culture. Is you know, time is speeding up, and you're creating this space, this expansive place. And I do want to talk about the soul here. But I'm curious as to who is coming to your concerts and what kind of experience are they having?
Well, it's a lot of different kinds of people, which we're very happy about, because I have spent a lot of my time in yoga centers or, you know, teaching in the New Age marketplace. And, you know, as we move to the planetariums and go to theaters and universities, we're getting a younger crowd. We're getting people who would not necessarily come to a concert like this. And we're inviting... Sometimes we give away free tickets to the School of the Blind or to, you know, students from the School, School of the Deaf, so that people can experience what it's like to feel connected. Because just bathing in the lights by itself will give you an experience. We had a lawyer from Vietnam. She was... a refugee from the Vietnam War, and she was a lawyer from Los Angeles, and she was an insomniac. And, you know, the traumas that she had gone through were something that, you know, it's almost hard to imagine. And she came to the healing concert one time, and she enjoyed it, and so she came the second time, and she came up at the end, and she said, "I want my money back." I said, "Oh, really?" She's starting to smile. I said, "What do you mean you want your money back?" She says, "I slept through the whole concert." So she emailed me back. She emailed me about 2 weeks later, and she said, "You know, I just wanted to let you know that not only did I sleep through the concert, but I slept every single night for 2 weeks after the concert." So, you know, my mother said that it brought her back to her childhood, and, you know, it made her feel good. You know, some of the kids will come, the 20-somethings in San Francisco, you know, they'll come. You know, it's because we're offering it as a multimedia experience, you know, it can appeal to people that might go to Cirque du Soleil or they might go to Disney. You know, it's something that everybody can come to and can benefit from. And so, you know, we want to include people that would not normally study these things, and especially the younger generation, because, you know, they've heard all of this. They've heard, you know, mind, body, spirit, integration, like all of these things, and they just want to get on with it. They don't want to talk about it anymore. They just want to live and be smart in the way that they are evolving in this world. So, you know, this is something that is hip. And it's interesting to see, and it's very soothing. And so it's like, yeah, you know, we're going to work hard, then we're going to go to a healing concert, you know, and then we might, you know, we might check out this museum later on. But, it, you know, it's, in other words, we're trying to be more intelligent about how we use entertainment to rebalance ourselves from what might be a very, very busy schedule.
See, there's another way that you do integration, and you do it so well. When you're talking about you're really integrating entertainment and healing. And that's what I loved when I saw it on the agenda that we were going to have a healing concert. And I'm like, healing concert. Wow. Okay. This is interesting. You know, I really wanted to go, but you're right. It's not just for people who have been in yoga classes. It's not just for people who love music. It really is. And let's talk about your lighting just for a second, because I know it's very special, but literally we are bathed in light, and it's on the floor, it's on the walls, it's on the ceiling, but it's on us. It's on the people in front of us. And literally it feels like we are stardust moving through the galaxy, that these lights are moving and they never repeat. It just seems like, I think they're very special lights. Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah. Well, this is different than, say, a movie or a theatrical production, in that the lights are on you. So I usually say, you know, I introduce it as something that is more like Cirque du Soleil, because the audience area is used as part of the performance. So the lights are focused both on the stage, but then also on the audience themselves, because the lights are similar to the medical lasers that are used in the hospitals to heal scar tissue from car accidents or, you know, other injuries or surgeries. So the lights are designed by my friend Randy Johnson, and they use a unique multi-phase holographic diffractive light technology that he's invented. And his lighting, you know, designs have been used at Disney Tokyo and Universal Hollywood, a lot of really beautiful places. And these lights that he makes are intensely beautiful. So not only do they, you know, rejuvenate the skin and cell tissue, but they slow down brain waves and help you relax. And they're also incredibly beautiful to look at. So, you know, we love taking pictures at the show just to kind of show the designs of some of these lights as they end up on the back of somebody's shirt, you know, or, you know, it's like when you're in the concert, it's a very deep, experience. It's very relaxing. And so, you know, sometimes people don't remember what it looked like or what it felt like. So take a few pictures and post them so people can see, you know, that they were being bathed in light the whole time, because some people don't even realize it.
Mm. Yeah, I was watching the chair in front of me, and I was watching different body parts, and I was watching as the lights moved through, and it really is exquisite. It is beautiful. So let's shift now to the soul. And one of the things that I keep kind of hearing through your words and your explanations with this expansiveness is really returning back to this almost homeostasis, this place of home. But what also you write about in your book is a connection to ourself and to others and, you know, to nature. So let's really talk about, what do you mean when you talk about expansive to the soul?
That might sound a little bit maybe too out there for, you know, a normal person. But being connected to your soul is just the same feeling as just being comfortable with yourself. You know, it's spending time alone. But it's not spending time alone feeling lonely. It's spending time alone as a place of rejuvenation, as a place of happiness, as a place of restoration. So as we expand you into a place that is connected, then you're going to feel better, because all the paraphernalia that is asking for your attention in the outside world. Are you going to go to this event? What about that? Can you text me back? Hey, did you see this Twitter? Hey, there's this. You got to go to the sale. It's going to be Black Friday. It's what, you know, all of those things that are demanding your attention are gone. We've temporarily removed you from your outer world, and we've given you time to move into your inner world. And so when we say that it's expansive to the soul, it means that you have promised yourself that you're going to accomplish something while you're here. And I want to know what that is. What did you promise yourself? These are the things that we want to uncover in you so that you can walk out feeling more connected to your purpose and to the great gifts that are within you that need to come forward now in this life, in the work that you're doing and in the relationships that you have. And so this is what we mean by expansive to the soul. It's being connected to yourself in a deep way.
You know, while you continue to say things that I marvel at, I just love listening to this. There's always this juxtaposition that's happening. You're talking about really connecting to that inner world so that we're more connected to the outer world. Really, you bring them into their body so they literally leave their body and get to this higher place of consciousness, this expanded place of consciousness. So moving to the expansive space of consciousness brings us more fully into our body. It's really exquisite how you do this. Now, we only have a minute before break. I really would love to talk about that when we come back, and then really talk about your book and your music and how people can literally pick up your book or buy your music. But I want to remind the listeners right before break that you can find Wah at wahmusic.com. That's W-A-H music.com. And when we return, more about this expansiveness and this juxtaposition, because it's really quite, it's incredible how you keep doing that. And I love the science behind it. So thank you, Wah. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
We're back, and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. And we're here with Wah. And I just want to remind you, you can find Wah at wahmusic.com. That's W-A-H music.com. And please visit our website as well, thedrjulieshow.com. You can find the archive for this show right there, and you can look at all the other guests coming up. We have an amazing, amazing I use that word a lot, but I'm going to say it again. Amazing lineup coming up this fall and winter. So, again, you can find us at thedrjulieshow.com and stay connected all week on our Facebook page, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie. Wah, right before the break, I was talking about how literally you are this master of juxtaposition, which really creates this wholeness. I love this about you is, you know, talking about moving into the inner world so we can relate to the outer world, really expanding our consciousness so we really leave the body, but it brings us more fully complete into the body. And before the break, I asked you if you would have any thoughts about that. Can you share a little bit? I wonder if we've lost Wah.
Hang on a minute. We'll try to get it back. Just keep talking, okay?
Okay, I will do that. Darn, we've lost Wah. But, you know, I want to just kind of recap this because I think it's really important when we're talking about our healing and coming into resonance. Is when we create this field of resonance where we really can relax, like Wah was talking about, this deep relaxation and expanding into this field, our body remembers, kind of like this home frequency that I teach with my students, is this home frequency and what that really looks like and feels like and how we experience it. And so it's a beautiful concert. It's an incredible experience. And without saying a word, the body goes into this coherence with the music. The breath goes into this coherence with the music, and it's really quiet.
Okay, Julie, Wah is back now. Here we go.
Wah is back. Wah, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry about the disconnect.
That's okay. I just was raving about your concert. And before the break, we were talking about that inner and outer experience and that expansiveness, which brings us more fully into our body. And do you have any reflections about that for us?
Let's see. I think that it's really important for us. I think it's great that you're doing this show because our experience changes and our experience evolves. And so we have to talk about it. We have to kind of know what it is and know where we're at and then, you know, open up the new as it is coming. So, you know, we were talking earlier that, you know, sometimes people say, oh, well, you know, I've seen that author or, you know, I've studied with that teacher. And so I've been there and done that. But what you forgot was that in the same amount of time that you have been evolving, that teacher or author has also been evolving. And, you know, so everything is in a constant state of openness and change and evolution. So as we kind of move forward, I think it's important that people talk about their experiences. Like, what are you experiencing now? Like listening to this show, you know, what's happening in your life? Like, what places are connected in you? What places are not working? You know, there's a continual updating, not of software and all that. Yes, there is an update on machines and changing the oil in your car, but there's also the continual update of who you are and how authentically you are creating your life.
Mm.
So, you know, this, I think, is important to do. And the, you know, the techniques that I offer in the book, you know, these are ways, these are things that have evolved for me. I use sound, I use meditation, I use breathing, you know, in order to help people to just tune in and to be connected. So, you know, this is something that is now, it's available, you know, yoga is being taught in the public schools. And, you know, the amount of help that you can get in order to be healthy and be happy and be spiritually absolutely fabulous, you know, it's all there for you. So let's use it.
Mm. Yeah, you know, the wisdom that I really appreciate about you, Wah, is it is more than holistic. You literally have taken, it's so much more than mind, body, spirit of what you're doing. You really get energy and frequency and the vibrations, and you're making it so accessible to anyone that they can relate to it. So it's not like trying to learn quantum physics from, you know, Einstein and trying to bring it down. So this brings me to your book. Just holding your book has a vibrational frequency that's healing in itself. And then you look at it and it's incredible. It is so beautiful. I'm holding it right here. As I flip through it, the imagery is amazing. The color, the images, one of my favorites is looking out at the cosmos and there's this nest and there's this constellation and it just looks like the same energetic Well, because it is. It's sacred geometry out in the universe and in this beautiful nest that's there. This is brilliant. So how can people get a hold of this book? This book is beautiful. It's called Healing, a Vibrational Exchange. And just to hold it feels so yummy.
Oh, thank you. Well, you can get it at a local bookstore. You can get it online. You can buy it through my website. You can get it on Amazon. You know, if you Google healing and my name, W-A-H, it'll come up. You can find it.
Okay. Or they can go to your website again. That's wahmusic.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a CD. Tell us what's on the CD.
The CD has one guided visualization and maybe five tracks from the healing concert and, you know, a couple of other relaxation style music tracks that I've done throughout the years. So, and then the last track is the song that we sing. It's an ancient prayer from, I guess it's ancient India, that is a prayer that just wishes happiness to all beings, you know, which is really where we're trying to get to. You know, can I just remind, like, all of us, whoever the teacher is, whoever the student is, whoever the husband is, whoever the wife is, whoever the kid is, whoever the teenager is, you know, it's like the place that we're trying to get to is happiness for all beings. And, you know, that requires spaciousness. And these images that you're describing that are in the book, they show spaciousness. They show beauty. They show symmetry. And this is, you know, these are visual reminders for us of how to hold each other. You know, it's like if you have a teenager at home and it's just, you know, they're driving you crazy. It's like, try and hold them like that flower, you know, try and, you know, it's like the page that you were just describing is the bird's nest being the same shape and dimensions as the solar system, you know, in the galaxy. And it's like, okay, so, you know, like, hold that bird's nest. Hold a spiraling energy with your tormented teenager or with, you know, with the difficulties you're having with your boss or your spouse or whatever. Like, let it spiral. Like, don't try and make these straight lines. You know, try and make some kind of a network, some kind of a web so that love can be there and it can be given and it can be received from this network. So that it doesn't have to be like, you have to do this. This is very linear. We're moving out of that, you know, we're moving out of that paradigm. We need to move into more of a network paradigm, more of a divine feminine, an inclusive network, you know. So these are all ways that we can hold our breath, hold each other, you know, hold ourselves. You know, this is a way to evolve. And, you know, the universe is evolving, and I'm very encouraged by what I see, you know, and I'm just like, yeah, like, let's get with it. Let's really use what we know and stop, you know, stop doing anything else other than expansion.
I love it. I love it. And I love how you talk about expansion in a spiral. And wow, you know, there's so much more we could talk about. I love how you remind people they're not broken. There's nothing to fix. There's so much more to talk about. And unfortunately, our time is too short today. We need to close. But Wah, thank you so much for talking to our listeners about the healing concert and your work. And thank you for being such a bright light on the planet.
Yay. Thank you, Dr. Julie. This was an awesome hour to spend. And thank all the listeners for listening. You know, we create this together.
Yes. And in deep gratitude, I thank the listeners as well for tuning in. And thank you, Wah. Again, you can find Wah at wahmusic.com, W-A-H-music.com. And this is all for our show today. Tune in again next week and make intention your connection and live into your wholeness. See you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Ansi Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please, .com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.